What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And as a matter of fact, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call now. Matt in Colorado, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Well, what's on my mind is clearly Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
And the previous caller expressed views that I find similar. And what I'm saying, or rather asking you for advice, is as an American citizen, when blatant corruption is in our faces, I find it highly insulting, and I don't have a recourse of action because voting is rigged and the rule of law no longer exists. And so I'm wondering, what should we do in order to fix it, because it's infuriating?
Well, again, the best thing that all of us can do is speak out about what's going on. And we need to abandon this idea that we're not supposed to talk about certain things out of politeness or political correctness. It's time to stand up and counter Hillary's propaganda machine, and just tell everybody your concerns. Share your concerns with them. And that's what you need to be doing. Everybody around you, your family, your coworkers, your fellow students, people you meet on the street, we need to basically get people to own up to the reality that the nation we live in is not what we were brainwashed to think that it is. And basically need to tell them, look, the government is operating illegally, unconstitutionally. It's delegitimized itself. They do not prosecute the elites for crimes they commit. It's just all cover-ups. And you need to understand, along with the election fraud, we've been disconnected from the country. We're just here to provide wealth and young bodies.
Michael, I have to say this. So I talk to people about this all the time. I talk to everybody who wants to listen to me. I talk to them on the street. I talk to my friends. I talk to my family. I talk to people at the bar, at the restaurant, wherever. It doesn't do a gosh darn thing, because they are stealing it in broad daylight and laughing in our faces like we are idiots. And it is unacceptable. And talking to people is not, I'm not advocating violence by any means. I'm not a gun owner, but they're going to take our guns because they're going to, not my gun, because I don't have any, but yeah. The whole thing is that you talk to people, great, you vote, they rig the elections, they just straight up jack it from you. So what can we do as a means of taking back our constitutional rights as American citizens from these demons? I call them demons because they are demons, because they're lying to our faces, and it is pissing me off.
Well, good. It's time for everybody to be getting angry. It's time for everybody to hate corruption and people who are corruptors. It's time to let yourself get angry over all of the stuff that's going on. Now, that being said, like you, I do not support violence. I am still convinced that our current government and economic system are in the process of tearing itself apart like the former Soviet Union. And if we stay calm and don't give the government an excuse to declare martial law and a national emergency, it's going to collapse of its own internal rot. And we're going to have to get through about 4 months of taking care of each other while we form a whole new country based on the original constitutional principles up as far as the 13th Amendment. And that's the best advice I can give you right now.
Okay, so then I have a follow-up question, if you got a couple more seconds on air.
Sure.
If we go into martial law, why are the, I'm going to refrain from cursing, but that guy who is the head of the FBI, who just gave Clinton a free pass, and these people, who in the military has any balls left that is going to step in and say, hey, we will no longer support you while you create, or while you, participate in criminal activity against the law? And then, because it goes down
that's
from
a good question.
Hierarchy. I mean, who's going to step up and just, which one is going to say, hey guys, I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to instruct my military or my my police department or my sheriff's department or the local state militia, as it used to be called, and just say, hey, we're going to remove you from office. They are they all just laying down on their backs and just being like,
I don't think so. Now, we know that Obama has been doing a purge of higher-ranking officers, getting rid of ones who might refuse. But as far as the rank and file is concerned, the vast majority of military people that I know, and we got a lot of them around here on Hawaii, they are strict constitutionalists. And talking with them, they are not happy about what's going on. So I would say it's an open question how much dissension in the ranks that we would get, and that may be the reason, one of the reasons, why they're bringing in this flood of people born in other countries who will not hesitate to follow an order saying, shoot the American people and you can move into their house and have their car.
Well, it's totally unacceptable.
You're absolutely right. Anyway, listen, we got to take a break here for a second to welcome our on-air affiliates back to our network. And I know I forgot to do it in the first 2 hours, but things have been a little bit intense. We missed you guys. Welcome back here. All right, Matt, again, I would seriously like to avoid bloodshed in the streets of America. I understand it's a real possibility, but I'm standing against that. And I'm going to continue to stand against that. If I thought it could work, I'd have the other opinion. But I don't think it's going to work the way that people would like to see.
I'm a pacifist, and I totally do not advocate violence in any way at all.
All right. Well, Matt, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and switch over to Nancy in California. Aloha, Nancy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was just going to say the way that they have pinged and ponged between the Bushes and the Clintons shows me just how weak they really are. If they were so powerful, they wouldn't have to resort to these criminals. And they're resorting to people that have already such a bad reputation that discredit the whole system.
Well, they don't allow anybody who's not corrupt in to spoil the party. That's been the big opposition to Donald Trump. You know, he's coming out of the world of business where you keep your promises. He's not owned by anybody. He's not blackmailable by anybody. I mean, if you look at his early life and his early career, nobody ever called him a misogynist or racist before he started running for office. And then all of a sudden, that's what the media's got. Oh, he's racist. He's this. He's that. And they really don't have anything to gain traction. And Trump's numbers are continuing to climb, and Hillary's numbers are continuing to drop. And we know there's massive election fraud in this country, but as was demonstrated with the Brexit, election fraud cannot reverse a complete landslide. And so what we need to do is, you know, hopefully it's going to be Donald Trump coming out of the GOP convention as the nominee. But whoever it is, we're going to have a landslide vote for that GOP candidate to keep Hillary out of the White House.
Is it true that there was an attempt on his life in Los Angeles?
Yeah, there was this gentleman who has supposedly been identified as an associate of Omar Mateen and John Howell, the guy who turned himself in and said, I'm being set up to be a sacrificial lamb for a false flag. And apparently they all trained together at this this terrorist training center that's apparently being run by the U.S. government. And what he did is he tried to grab a gun from a security officer and fire at Trump, and he didn't succeed, and far from being just a goofball who got it into his head at the moment, it does look like it was a serious assassination attempt. There's also been one incident where Donald Trump's campaign aircraft developed strange mechanical problems and had to have an emergency landing. Yeah, they're gunning for him, and he knows they are. That's why he's got his own personal security operating inside the Secret Service protective detail.
Well, you've got a great show. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, we're going to let you go here, and getting on back to the news. Now, as you are probably aware, California just passed a whole bunch of anti-gun laws. Some of them are pretty ridiculous. You're not allowed to have a collapsing stock on your gun. You're not allowed to have a pistol grip on it. That's deliberately targeting the AR-15, which has an integral pistol grip that cannot be removed. They want to get rid of threaded barrels, which means you can't use a muzzle brake on the gun. And, of course, turning all your magazines with more than 10 rounds in them. Now, here's the part that you may have missed. The California Senate voted through a separate resolution 28-8 that exempts California legislators from all these gun laws. The gun laws are to disarm you, the law-abiding citizen. But, you know, politicians, we have to have guns because we're scared of you. The United States was founded on the principle that all laws apply equally to everybody. And we see right here a demonstration where the attitude now is we're passing laws that only affect you and don't inconvenience us because we're the elites, we're the power, we're the corrupt, the chosen, whatever they call themselves at night. Now, there's a federal judge has ruled that the Drug Enforcement Agency has to release information sought by the Hemisphere Project, or rather a privacy group about the Hemisphere Project. This was a program started in 2007 in which the U.S. government was collecting data on nearly 4 billion telephone calls a day. And it was a massive, unconstitutional spying program. But the judge ordered that the corporate colluders who went along with this violation of your privacy, their identities have to be kept secret. Because customers might start canceling their accounts with these treasonous companies. I certainly would. So that's going to be hidden. The companies that willingly betrayed the trust of their customers and their privacy for an unconstitutional, warrantless phishing expedition. And it's getting even worse out there. Over in Virginia, there's a judge who's just passed a ruling that computer users do not have an expectation of privacy. If your device is connected to the internet, then it's no longer private. And basically saying that it's okay for the government to break into your computer whenever they want, because after all, the hackers are doing that. And obviously, this is complete and utter nonsense. Hacking is an illegal activity. There are laws against it. They're not being enforced. But that's the new standard of privacy. If you're connected to the internet, you have no right to privacy. And therefore, the government can break into your machines and spy on you, which is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. It's also a violation of that Fifth Amendment, not the part about self-incrimination. But further on down, if you read to the bottom, it says, your property may not be taken for government use without just compensation. All of these NSA, DEA spying operations are using your hard drive space, your bandwidth, your electricity, your CPU cycles, your memory. Are you receiving just compensation for any of that? I don't think so. Now, Apple has now patented a technology where the cameras inside the iPhones can be remotely disabled. Now, this is being pitched as a means to protect intellectual property rights at concerts. But obviously, it also means that if the police don't want cell phones working, for example, at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, they'll have the means to disable the cameras. Good reason to keep your old camera that doesn't have Wi-Fi on it. Now, getting back to the overt purpose of this, I think banning and blocking photos at concerts is going to backfire horribly. The taking of pictures of your favorite band on stage that you waited in line an hour to see after buying an expensive ticket to prove to your friends that you were really there is part of the concert experience. They want to take selfies of themselves with some rock band in the background. And if people can't take and show those pictures, they're not going to bother showing up at the live concerts in the first place, are they? Because the sound quality at a concert is never as good as the studio mix. You go to that live concert for the experience of being at the live concert for bragging rights to your friends, I was there. And they're going to say, show me, prove that you were there. I can't, I'm sorry, my iPhone wouldn't let me take the picture. I think it's going to backfire on them horribly. We're going to start seeing the gate take at live concerts that uses technology plummet. Now, a little bit of good news from the world of space exploration. Yesterday evening, NASA's Juno spacecraft successfully entered Jupiter's orbit. They were very concerned because of the very hostile environment closer into Jupiter, but they succeeded. It's going to be there, and we're going to be getting all kinds of new interesting data about Jupiter's atmosphere and what's going on in there. So that was a successful move on that one. Now, here's a bizarre story. Rhode Island Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse recently told a gathering of people in New York City that global warming denial hurts U.S. soldiers in the field. And the main problem with the military is its reluctance to join the climate crusade. Like these soldiers and sailors don't already have enough to worry about with actually fighting wars and now dealing with the transgender issue. We've got to make sure they're on board with the human-caused global warming thing. It's weird. Story coming out of Investment Watch blog, and it's going back to the data on carbon dioxide and temperature. The same graph that Al Gore used to claim that when CO2 went up, warming went up with it. Now, Al Gore flat out lied, because if you look at the data very closely, you see the warming actually begin first, then it's followed by the carbon dioxide, which makes sense. A warmer world means more life means more atmospheric carbon dioxide. But there's something else in that chart that you need to pay attention to. The end of each upward shift in CO2 concentration trigger basically leads into the beginning of a serious cooling trend. And remember, we have been talking about how the solar output is at a multi-year low. Scientists are saying it's going to be decreased solar energy for the next 30 years. We're looking at a new Maunder minimum and a new ice age. Mini ice age. Hopefully it's mini. And so all the global warming people are scrambling to hang on to their funding and their credibility. That's why they rebranded from saying global warming to climate change, as if climate change isn't something that happens naturally all the time. So now there's an interesting story that came out of what's up with that, talking about all the climate scientists who used to be getting huge bucks for screaming about human-caused global warming are now starting to flip back to saying, yeah, we're going into a serious cooling trend now. And that's going to be a real problem for the carbon Nazis, because taxing and restricting carbon dioxide when the Earth is cooling is exactly the wrong thing to do if you believe in the initial claim that carbon dioxide warms the world, which has come under serious challenge from no less than NASA, which came on out and said atmospheric carbon dioxide does not behave like a pane of glass in a greenhouse. It actually acts as an atmospheric coolant by absorbing infrared radiation and re-radiating it back out to space on different frequencies. So they're already flipping back. And remember, we went through the same thing in the 1970s, the coming ice age. They're just selling books and magazines and policies by constantly screaming that doom is just around the corner. And obviously, humanity survived the last mini ice age. It survived the medieval and Roman warming periods. We're a lot more resilient than these hysterics would give us credit for. The idea that if the Earth warms a quarter of a degree, we're all going to die screaming horrible deaths. Unless we pay them carbon taxes and do what they tell us to do. That's the situation. All right, got to take a break for commercials. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Thank you.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, there has been a new study by researchers in Denmark and the United Kingdom. And they have been studying antidepressant drugs and their effects, and they have found solid indications, proof. Prescription antidepressants push people to commit suicide, especially children. This is the biggest study ever to have been conducted on antidepressant drugs. The British Medical Journal has endorsed the findings of the study in its editorial column. Now, we've been telling you for quite some time there is a clear link between these medications and bizarre behavior, suicides, mass violence, all of these mass shooters that are being wagged at us by the gun grabbers were either on or withdrawing from these medications. I have to say almost all, because more recently, the government has started withholding the medical records of these shooters. Because you don't need to know that the medications you're buying might actually be causing this behavior. That we have to blame the guns. We have to blame the guns. It's either ISIS or the guns. We can't blame prescription medications. Those people write really big campaign donations checks. Now, here's a little bit of good news, and I hope it continues to move forward, and I hope that she is held personally liable. The former commissioner of the FDA, Margaret Hamburg, has been hit with a lawsuit in the United States District Court for the District of Columbia. And the details are ugly indeed. Basically, Hamburg is being accused of using her position at the FDA to push through approval of a dangerous antibiotic called Levaquin, in which her husband's hedge fund was invested. The hedge fund was deeply seeded with Johnson & Johnson, makers of Levaquin, and according to the Daily Caller, both Alchemy's and Johnson & Johnson stock value increased significantly during Hamburg's tenure. Now, this drug has led to the deaths of over 5,000 people. But that's just we, the American people, being picky again. So what if 5,000 people died on this medicine? It makes money, and that's all that matters. Now, as you know, on July 1st, Vermont's law mandating GMO labeling was supposed to go into effect. It's been headed off by a bill passed by Congress, which is going to give the FDA 2 whole years to write new rules for GMO labeling, which means no GMO labeling for at least 2 years, probably longer. Now, the Roberts-Stabenow bill, Senate 764, will give the FDA the authority to exclude certain GMO products from mandatory labeling. And according to Natural News, the guidelines as they're coming up, 99% of GMOs currently in the marketplace would be excluded from labeling. It's already out, already done the damage, you don't need to know. That's our fascist government at work, hand in glove with corporate interests. What's good for the people? Not a factor. What's safe and healthy? Could care less. Is it going to make them sick? Yeah, but we'll make more money selling them a cure. And if that cure makes them sick, we'll make even more money selling them another cure for that one. That's how it's played. Now, last week, there was a big stink, as it were, about this letter from over 100 Nobel laureates attacking Greenpeace for opposing GMOs in general and GMO golden rice in particular. And their entire argument was, you should listen to us because we're scientists, so there. Now, it's already starting to come out that the so-called golden rice is in fact seriously deficient in key nutrients. And like other GMO crops, it's turning out to be less tolerant of environmental change than the natural varieties. Now, last week, this stunt was found to be linked directly to Monsanto. And what's really interesting is most of these Nobel laureates got their Nobel Prizes for areas of science other than toxicology, agriculture, or risk assessment. It's an absolute bought and paid for bluff. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Mm-hmm. For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's N-U-M-A-N-N-A Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, China has just completed construction of the world's largest radio telescope. This thing is gigantic. It makes the one down in Arecibo pale in comparison. And it was completed in southwestern China's Guizhou province on Sunday. The last reflectors fitted in. They're going to turn that thing on. And part of its function is going to be the search for extraterrestrial intelligence, listening for radio signals that must be of intelligent origin. Well, that's all well and good. I'm not sure how successful they're going to be because of the evolution of communications right here on Earth. Because we are already entering a stage of history where less and less high-powered broadcasters are in use and more is being carried on cable. Fiber optic cable, copper cable coming into the home. And I can see in perhaps 20 to 30 years that with the exception of air traffic control and police radios, which are low-powered, there won't be any really large signals heading out into space. And so when you look at the entire length of the lifespan of Earth, 4.5 billion years, how long humans have been around here in our current form, which is half, three quarters of a million years? How long our civilization's been around? 20,000 years? And we're only going to have radio signals, powerful radio signals, broadcasting out into the universe for maybe 100 years? For somebody to intercept our signal, they got to pick not just the right planet, but the right time. I have an alternative suggestion, and I've been researching this with some people, some of whom think it's a really great idea, and others have come back and said that I'm basically smoking opium on this. But instead of trying to listen for an extraterrestrial version of the Kardashians, what we need to listen for is the harmonics in their AC power distribution system. Because any technological civilization is going to discover, as we did, alternating current is far more efficient at transmitting power over long distances than direct current. And alternating current is most efficient in a very narrow range of frequencies, between 50 to maybe 400 hertz. And I understand that radiative power increases with frequency. But we're talking about terawatts of energy coursing through all those long-distance transmission lines. And we're also talking about the fact that the AC hum coming out of those lines is not just confined to the primary formant of 50 hertz in Europe or 60 hertz here. There are harmonics at higher frequencies which will have more broadcast power. And I don't think it would take all that much to set up an experiment in that radio-free zone in the eastern United States, just listening for primary formants and harmonics in that narrow range of frequencies. And you wouldn't be able to really narrow it down where they were coming from, but it would at least give us confirmation that there are intelligent civilizations out there. Now, you have a lot of people out there like Stephen Hawking, who's saying we shouldn't be broadcasting anyway. We dare not risk these alien civilizations coming on down here. And I know Hollywood has made a lot of money on movies like Independence Day and the new version of that, which apparently isn't doing all that well at the box office. I have a different opinion. What do we have here on Earth that is worth the bother of invading? Now, contrary to low-budget science fiction, where the aliens come on down and step out of the spaceship, and they breathe our air and they drink our water and everything's just fine, you need to understand we are comfortable here on planet Earth because we evolved here. The deep crust microbes in the Earth's crust are very comfortable where they are because that's where they evolved. The fish that swim underneath the Arctic ice in freezing waters are very comfortable there because that's where they evolved. We're going to find life all over the universe comfortable with the environment they evolved in. The odds of their environment exactly matching ours are remote. So what are they going to come down here for? I mean, when you're driving down the highway, do you stop at every anthill you pass? No, you don't. Just not worth the notice. And civilizations tend to evolve sociologically along with their technology. Any civilization in possession of faster-than-light travel is going to find us just not worth noticing. So what are they going to come down here for? Water? Plenty of water out there in the universe. Oort cloud? Our gold? Like they were talking about in... what was that one about the aliens that came down to the gold mining town? Was Harrison Ford and Cowboys and Aliens? That was the name of that movie and everything. Now again, plenty of gold and other heavy materials out there in space, easier to grab. You don't have to come down to the bottom of a gravity well and go back on up. Now I don't mean to denigrate my home planet, but I just don't see that we have anything that would be of interest to a civilization advanced enough to have faster-than-light travel. And remember, when you're talking about space travel, and you've got a starship going from point A to point B, and Earth is in the middle, to slow down to visit Earth and then speed up to reach your destination doubles the amount of fuel you have to have. And I don't care how advanced an alien civilization is going to be, they're going to have their eye on that gas gauge. So I'm convinced that the universe is filled with life and intelligent civilizations. I just don't think there's really a believable cause for them to come on down here and be harassing truck drivers out on the interstate highways in the middle of the night. And if you study the history of Hollywood's obsession with flying saucers, you find that they line up exactly with the development program for Black Project aircraft. Like the SR-71, the F-117, various other systems. And the reason for that is very simple. So that if somebody's out there in the deserts, out in the West, and they see a couple billion dollars worth of taxpayer money flash overhead, what's the first thing they're going to do? I saw an alien spaceship and a flying saucer. And nobody's going to be listening to them. So I wish the Chinese good luck, and I'd like to see absolute verification of intelligent civilizations out there, because I think it would be a socially transformative event. We might just decide to put down our weapons of war that we're killing each other with and unite together to find out who's out there. What wisdom can they share with us? What trade can we engage in? What culture can we share? I think that's the reason back on the Viking missions, when the labeled release experiment came back with a positive result, why NASA threw it away and relied on the now known to have been bogus negative result from the GCMS. Because politicians were afraid of what confirmation of extraterrestrial life might actually mean to their power structure. And the parallel that I drew in the article I wrote on the subject was when Marco Polo returned from his trips to China. He was promptly thrown in the dungeon by the Dominicans because the church feared awareness of an advanced civilization to the east that it hadn't even heard of Jesus would undermine their power and authority. Fortunately, what Marco Polo had seen leaked out, and eventually they had to release him, and the Vatican told Spain and Portugal, go on out and conquer the Eastern empires and make them religious. All righty, let's see. We're going to talk with Andrea in Oklahoma. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Yes, I wanted to see if you'd already spoken about the Gulf, where they all these people went down there over the, you know, the holidays here to celebrate the 4th, and there's all through the Gulf, they have people that put their foot in the water and came, drew back blisters all over the feet, and they're saying that it's the flesh-eating disease. And, I mean, blistered up is just awful. And then around Florida, they have the bloom where they have all this runoff of, I guess, people that fertilize their yards, as well as they have sewage going into the canals and the ocean there, and it looks like giant sponge, but it's a bloom, and it's suffocating the manatees and things. And it's just, you know, here we are so supposedly ahead of ourselves that we're allowing our, well, we're just not taking care of our earth, and it just seems awful considering, I don't know if that's still the correct thing. Are they still spraying Corexit in the Gulf, do you know?
No, they're not spraying anymore, but you need to understand the Corexit and the oil didn't disappear. All the Corexit did was change the molecular structure of the oil to make it more dense so it would sink to the bottom. It's still down there. It's all still down there, and it's causing all kinds of problems. Now, when you're talking about blisters, that doesn't sound like flesh-eating bacteria to me. That sounds like a chemical reaction of some kind, a chemical burn. But it is amazing when they're still out there screaming about carbon dioxide and climate change, but as you pointed out, they're turning a blind eye to the real, very obvious environmental damage that's being caused by this reckless disregard for health and safety, and basically the licensing of these corporations to just go on out and pollute wherever they need to pollute in order to make more money, whether it's the fracking companies or chemical companies. And again, protecting Earth seems to only be a policy when they can use it to collect taxes and obedience from us.
Well, it was just ghastly to take a look at some of the pictures of people coming back in, and they don't get very far out in that water before they start feeling a major burn. So I thought I'd just see if you had discussed that and had seen it. But thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. Well, thank you very much for all those kind words. We're going to let you go here. We had read about it. It's on the main page of What Really Happened. We didn't talk about it here because we had a bunch of other stuff going on. But nature is being thrown out of balance, and it's not due to your plastic bags or your carbon dioxide. It is from industrial pollution that is allowed to happen by a government just looking the other way. And getting on back to that Gulf oil disaster, the reason that turned out to be such a horrible incident was twofold. One, virtually every other oil-producing nation on Earth mandates the use of automatic blowout preventers on their wellheads. In the United States, they don't require that. You have to have a manual blowout preventer. That's one problem. Second of all, the manual blowout preventer on the Deepwater Horizon was 4 years overdue for mandatory maintenance. And the ocean is a harsh environment. Petroleum is a harsh environment. You have to do the maintenance. And that's why when they tried to close that blowout preventer, it jammed. Some of the pipe from lower down literally broke off and was jammed up into that valve opening. And that's why it just kept going and going and going, and they couldn't stop it. It's the sign of neglect by a government that's more interested in helping their corporate friends make money than in actually taking care of this country for future generations. And those future generations are going to be paying that price. Whether it's these toxic algae blooms that are created through chemical runoff. In some cases, the depletion of water of oxygen allows some of these toxic blooms to happen. And we know that methane leaking up from the fracking wells depletes the water of oxygen, because it will combine with the oxygen to produce carbon dioxide, which bubbles off into the atmosphere, annoying Al Gore, and more water molecules. And that's what's behind all of these sudden fish die-offs we're seeing in lakes and ponds and streams all over America near those fracking sites. And they'll always come out and say, well, the oxygen was depleted from the water, which isn't telling you the whole story why the oxygen is depleted from the water. And that is an important aspect of the story. We do not have a wise and prudent government in this land. We have a government that is out there to basically take care of itself, aggrandize itself, serve their corporate masters, serve Israel, serve the money junkies on Wall Street, and you're just not a factor anymore. Because after all, they don't need your votes anymore. They just make them up as they go along. So, all right, a couple of stories about religion here. Apparently over in New Jersey, 37-year-old Passaic County priest has been convicted on child luring and endangerment charges stemming from 2013, in which he apparently put a 14-year-old girl on his lap and proceeded to act like he was the TSA with regard to her panties. And he actually did this inside the church. Not a lot of respect there. Now, over in Ireland, there's been another big stink as well, and it has to do with a priest who was used to be known as the singing priest, because he was part of a group headed by another convicted pedophile, Father Michael Cleary. And Anthony Walsh was well known for doing an Elvis impersonation as they toured around trying to lure people into the church. And apparently, he's been sentenced to jail for 2 years for abusing a young boy with a crucifix, and I'm not going to go into any more detail than that, but it's pretty nasty stuff. And the judge said he would have sentenced him to a longer period, but that's the maximum the law allows. And I think we're in an age right now where we're beginning to really understand and appreciate people in positions of authority and power are not what they present to the public. We just got that from Director Comey as well. And they're in positions of power, and power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Which again gets back to this story. We dare not allow Hillary to steal that Oval Office based on her track record and the corrupting influence she and her husband Bill have had on our government as a whole. She's going to be a threat not just to the United States of America, but to the whole world as well. These are very dangerous and dark times. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out! That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove these dangers and odors. It's with the computerized Wave Moisture Control Unit that reduces moisture and expels pollutants.
We replaced our old dehumidifier with the Wave Unit, and in only 3 weeks, our basement is dry and the musty smell is gone.
Wave units require no maintenance, no buckets of water or filters, and costs only pennies a day to run. Breathe better, live healthier with an affordable, no-maintenance Wave unit. Call 888-618-WAVE, 888-618-WAVE, or visit MyDryHome.com, MyDryHome.com.
Ride the wave, Wave Home Solutions, for a healthy, comfortable home.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923. And like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today here. And I'm starting to see pretty much all over the internet articles of intense outrage over Director Comey, basically laying out the crimes Hillary Clinton did commit with the handling of classified data and then saying, we're not going to recommend charges. And they're calling him out on his double standard because of what happened with David Petraeus and Brian Nishimura, who did exactly the same thing that Hillary did. Actually, Hillary did more of it. And Comey basically came on out and said, well, yeah, she did all this stuff and was all reckless and careless, but, you know, no reasonable prosecutor would bring charges. Not if they wanted to not wind up in Fort Marcy Park, I guess. But it is a double standard. And I think anybody who thinks that the American people are going to be gulled by this into thinking that Hillary is innocent, it's going to backfire. This screams cover-up. And it does mean that somebody somewhere is guilty of obstruction of justice. Maybe that's Director Comey. Maybe it's Obama. But between the meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch in Los Angeles and that voluntary interview with the FBI and Hillary, I think that's where the deals were made. But nobody is buying that this is in any way, shape, or form an exoneration of Hillary Clinton, especially because Comey laid out, validating all the observations we've been made about all the sections of Title 18 that she's violated. Basically came out and said, well, she did all of this, but we have decided we're not going to prosecute. This is a travesty, and the outrage is palpable. People are very angry. They're furious. I'm going to wager a plugged Turkish piaster that Donald Trump's numbers are going to take a major upward leap in the next few days. And I know Hillary's diehard supporters are going to say, oh, she's innocent, she's wonderful, her feces are not odoriferous. But at this point, Hillary Clinton, she's running her campaign as a personality cult. She could go on out and throw a live kitten into a blender on national TV, claim it was to demonstrate the dangers of blenders, and her supporters would still love her. I like those bimbos over on The View. All they can think about is, a woman is president! A woman is president! Ask the people who are being ruled by Ersebat Bathory how wonderful it was to have a woman as president. Ask Patricia Smith. Ask Jennifer Flowers how much of a supporter of women Hillary Clinton is. Look at all the money her foundation took from nations in the Middle East that still practice discrimination against women and genital mutilation, and tell us that Hillary is really a champion for women. Hillary's a champion for Hillary. That's it. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Got to do Jim Goddard's show up there in Vancouver. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, hump day, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, please share what you know with everybody that you know. We have got to build public awareness that Director Comey has obstructed justice, maybe an accessory to espionage. Aloha, America.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.